This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
The idea is we interview farmers, we interview families, and by telling the story, what we mean is to tell the story of ag safety. So if a farmer's had a close call or there's been a fatality in a family, we started a project where we help them tell that story and we inject prevention messages in there. You know, a prevention message by itself is not always picked up on, and the media tell us they need something compelling, and we're all like that. Human beings are like that. We've told stories, you know, to the beginning of time. So when you take a prevention message and put it in a story, we're finding it's much more effective. And right now we have a website, tellingthestoryproject.org.
Tuesday.
We preview a three-day infusion of energy and lifelong learning that will amplify your thinking. We're talking about the PDPW Managers Academy for Dairy Professionals. It's coming up next month in Corpus Christi, Texas. And here to tell us more about the idea behind the Managers Academy is Shelley Meyer, the Executive Director of PDPW.
The idea behind the whole thing is, as dairy managers and executives, we're really the energy that propels our businesses forward. And it's been a long, tough pull for the last 4 years. The whole dairy sector, from our farms and crops and cows and prices and markets and globalization and just everything that we've got going on in labor. And it is time to really get fired up again and to seize some of the opportunities. And that's why we brought trainers in that can come in and kind of help us fine-tune our thinking. But in that fine-tuning, it's not the soft stuff. It is being able to harness our own energies, manage the wisdom and the direction that we're going, and drive that vision up to our people that we count on the most that are going to be managing the cows and producing the product.
Wednesday.
Are we doing a good job today in the dairy industry?
I think, though, on the whole, almost every producer that I've met with really cares about their animals, and they want to do the right thing for their cows. And I think part of the beauty of the dairy industry is that, at this point, we're not very vertically integrated. There still are a lot of independent farms, and that there are a lot of different paths to success. So when we talk about best practices, there isn't always one right thing to do. Every operation can look a little bit different, and what we really care about oftentimes is the outcomes from the animal's perspective. And I think that's part of what's so wonderful about dairy production is that producers really care and they can find their own different paths to success.
Dr. Jennifer Van Oz, Assistant Professor of Dairy Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Thursday.
There are so many shopping days till Christmas, but less working days for Congress. Joining us from our nation's capital, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation, with a lot going on in Washington this week. Huh, Chris?
Yes, mostly in the House of Representatives. So the first thing to talk about, Bill, is the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. Earlier this week, it was announced that the Democrats had basically come to terms with the Trump administration on some changes in the labor enforcement provisions of the deal, primarily having to do with labor standards in Mexico. And that really was the key remaining sticking point to earn enough support from the Democrats in the House to allow this to go forward. So now the simple question is, when will they vote on it? It doesn't look like that's going to happen this week. Ironically, it looks like it could happen next week, right after the House votes to impeach the president, or at least that process is now also moving forward. And it looks like the impeachment issue will be decided in the House right before the trade deal is. So we've got both those very high-profile issues still to come here, but likely next week.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Friday.
All our listeners know that this crop year has been a real tough one with the amount of wet weather, flooding, drought, temperature variations, late plantings, and stuff like that. Believe it or not, right now, Bill, we have over 22 million acres of corn in the field yet. For example, in Illinois and Indiana, over 20% of the corn has not been harvested. South Dakota, 53% has not been harvested, Wisconsin, 44%. And so certainly this is going to be a challenge because we know that as the corn stays out there, there's a risk of not being able to harvest it or in dropping of quality. So our take-home message is that while the crop year is done in terms of growing, certainly the harvesting and storage and quality of that corn needs to be monitored, especially now, and make sure we have a high-quality feed for our livestock and or for sale.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.